Tavern in Moscow during the capricious and tyrannical reign of Catherine the Great. It is late and the bartender is asleep. The door swings open and a ragged, unshaven man enters. He blinks in the light, then makes his way toward the table where Nicholas sits alone.
May I join you?
Surely, comrade. Sit down.
Thank you. I want company. I want to talk.
You have the bearing of one who has seen better days.
Yes. And so many others in Russia.
All right, dear Jay. Will you join me in a drink?
Fill up the glass. I must talk. I've got to talk. Can't stand it any longer. I'm going mad. Slowly mad. All because of a diamond that gleams and glitters before my eyes. A diamond worn by... My... Forgive me. I can't help it. It's always there. Before my eyes. A diamond as she wore it in a bit of lace on her breast.
You mean...
Don't stare at me like that. Fill up the glass again and listen. I'll tell you. My friend. You've heard that the husband of the Empress Catherine...
Yes, you were right. Everyone in Russia knew that her husband, Peter, was but a silly, living fool. And it was feared that if there were children...
Never his children. But there were three beautiful children. Ours. I remember not long after the third one was born. She was at the Summer Palace. I see her now, there on her couch on the balcony overlooking the lake. She was never more beautiful. Catherine, oh, it takes my breath away to look at you. Ah, Matushka, little mother.
Oh, Gregory, you've made me so happy.
And you, beloved. Life without you would have been a misery.
But think of it. Soon I must ride at the head of the Imperial Guard, and that idiot, my husband, shall be my prisoner. Then and then only will I be safe. Then I shall be Empress of Russia.
What do I care for sovereignty when I have your love? Only you. You I want. Someday our son shall reign over Russia. My Catherine, do you ever wish for more?
You know, life has been full. And yet...
And yet?
I've always wished someday. Just a fancy.
You shall have everything your heart desires, my Catherine.
Listen. Hold me closer. Long, long ago, a diamond... The yellow eye of a heathen ivy was stolen from the temple in India. Ever since, strange things have been told about it. It has a past that intrigues me.
Where is this diamond?
In a little shop in Amsterdam. It's almost priceless. But there's a superstition that it will bring bad luck to the one who buys it.
Do you believe that?
No. But anyway, it's too costly.
Catherine, beloved, if you wish the diamond, I'll get it for you.
But Gregory...
Look in my eyes, beloved. Come, little mother. Tell me, now do you wish the yellow diamond?
Yes.
Then I shall get it for you. It shall be always a symbol of our love.
I'll go to Holland at once, tonight.
But, oh, surely not so soon. Not tonight.
Yes, yes, now. Else I could never leave you, for it will be a long journey.
You love me enough to...
Love you. Ah, Catherine, with all my soul. No. No, you're too lovely tonight. I could never leave later. I must go now.
I shall miss you.
Trust my brother, Alexei. His plans are well made, and when the time comes, he'll strike. It will be best, my love, for me to be away when Peter is taken.
You're right. Afterwards, no one can say that you... Oh, my beloved, I wish...
Goodbye, Matushka. For only 2 months. Goodbye, little mother.
Majesty, Catherine the Second, Empress of all the Russias.
Your Majesty is beautiful tonight.
Thank you. You always say such nice
things. No, no, not nice, but things I can't help saying. Ah, Catherine.
Here comes the Princess Dassault. There must be news. Your Majesty, a moment. Pardon, Potemkin. Your Majesty, Count Orlov has returned to Petersburg, and he awaits you in your sitting room. Gregory returns. I'll come at once. Ah, Potemkin, I must leave you a moment. My friends, excuse me a moment. Just for a moment, I shall return at once.
What is it, Catherine? Some other man?
Hush, Potemkin, of course not. I'll be gone only a moment. Gregory.
Catherine. Oh, I've missed you. Your part. I had for the moment forgotten. Your Majesty, Empress of the Russia.
Oh, no, no, Gregory, don't kneel. Such humbleness from you. All is as before.
Beloved. And the children, little mother. How are the children?
They are well, but Gregory, did you get it?
When may I see them? Ah, Catherine. Come away with me to the summer palace and the children for a month or more, just we.
Yes, yes, but did you get it?
Get what, beloved?
Why, the diamond, of course.
How impatient you are. And if I didn't get it?
Oh, but you did. Stop teasing, Gregory. Show me.
Later, beloved. But now, come over here.
No, Gregory, show me.
Well, if I must, then blow out all the candles but this one here on your little table. Ah, there. Now, look.
A diamond. Oh, oh, Gregory. It's more wonderful than I ever imagined. More wonderful than... Oh, it's lovely. Beautiful. How it glitters and shimmers there in the candlelight.
But now, a kiss, beloved.
Look, I shall wear it here on my breast. Oh, it's beautiful. I've never seen such a diamond.
Not half so beautiful as you. Oh, I long to see you. Come over here, beloved.
No. Wait, Gregory. Have you heard the news?
Of Peter's death?
Yes. But listen. There's more to be done, and done quickly before I'm safe. You came just in time. Go to your brother, Alexei. I have sent him orders to leave Petersburg tonight on a dangerous mission.
Leave Petersburg? Tonight?
Tonight.
Go away? But, Katerina, I've only just returned. Surely you don't mean...
I am in earnest, Gregory.
But, beloved, why? I don't understand.
Gregory, affairs of state are important just now. I'm still in a dangerous position. You must go at once.
But, Katerina...
At once.
At once, Your Majesty.
Then, goodbye. I must leave you now. I promise to return.
Princess Dashkov.
Forgive me for listening, but there's something you should know. The Empress is showering all her affections on Potemkin. You remember him in the guard.
No, not that. It can't be.
It's true, nevertheless.
Well, but it can't be. Not Catherine. Not Matushka.
Perhaps I shouldn't have told you, for it may be only a temporary assassination. No, wait, Gregory.
Oh, perhaps there's a reason. She spoke of danger. Why, only tonight when I gave her the beautiful diamond. Oh, yes, there's some other reason.
I saw the diamond. It is beautiful. But there's an old superstition about it.
Superstition? Bah, that diamond is a symbol of our love.
Promise me you will see me first when you return.
Very well, very well. I promise.
Yes? Oh, Gregory, that's so soon.
Yes. What's the matter? When I asked for you, they...
Step inside. I'm leaving the capital tonight.
Leaving?
Yes. I've been exiled.
You?
Yes, listen. Now that Catherine reigns alone, she fears those who helped her overthrow Peter. Gregory, I know too much.
But you, exiled...
Does she know that you've returned?
Yes. Catherine sent word for me to see her at once. Oh, I knew all would be well when I returned.
I'm not so sure.
But surely our love will be the same?
I don't believe so. She may have deemed it wise to take another lover.
Oh, but she can't. Her children are my children. Or she wouldn't.
Well, ever since she's worn the diamond...
You mean you believe the diamond has influenced... has turned... Oh, it couldn't be.
Maybe not, but...
I must go to her at once. But thank you, Princess. Catherine, beloved.
Ah, Gregory.
Why did you dismiss me on such a long journey without a word?
You are forgetting.
Of course. Your Majesty, the Empress.
You may rise.
You're wearing the diamond, symbol of our love. How beautiful it is on your breast, and that white and lace. Catherine, Catherine, Matushka.
Please.
Why do you stand so straight? Let me brush back that little lock of hair from your forehead. Oh, little mother, when may I see the children?
Never.
Yep. What? Oh, but you're teasing.
Gregory, I have no further need of your services.
Catherine, what do you mean?
You did your duties well in the south of Russia. That is all. I have no further commission.
Catherine, beloved.
That is all.
Oh, what has come over you? That diamond. That yellow diamond there on your breast. Give it back to me.
All lost.
Your Majesty. Oh, Catherine. Little mother. Surely you can't forget the past.
All lost. You know the road to Siberia?
Yes. Your Majesty. I understand.
And then?
That was all. Ah, if I could have snatched away that yellow diamond, she never would have left.
I understand, comrade. You are Count Orlov.
Well, you've heard it. That's all. Pour another drink and I'll be going. Thank you for your sympathy. Ah, but if I could just get it out of my sight. Always, wherever I wander, I can see it. The yellow diamond in a bit of lace. Well, goodbye, stranger. When you hear of Count Orlov dying of insanity, think of a yellow diamond in a bit of lace. Ha, 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 ha